thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
No Damo today in the podcast, just me. So here's what happened. Nice quick podcast intro there. What do you reckon? That'll be all right. Michelle and Damien's Topic Train. Well, it's Michelle and Damien's Topic Train without Damien today, Michelle. So this will be an interesting one. The government are saying it's time to book your next city break. Obviously, we can't go overseas. So they're certainly saying book your next Australian city break. So I want to find out. What's the one Australian town you've never been to, but you would love to go to, Michelle?
Oh, gosh, I think I've been most places. You know, when you're a comedian or whatever, a musician or whatever, I think you go everywhere. I've never been to Broome. I've never been to Broome. Mm. And my ex-husband always listens to really crappy radio stations as a rule. He listens to community stations, but really, really crappy ones. Those ones that only have, you can only hear them in a radius of about four streets from where their studio is.
Yes.
And where people have shows, their own shows, and they take their own music, which is, you know, oftentimes you hear good music. Mm. And one place we lived at, he listened to a radio, and he listens to the radio all day. He's one of those guys who can't have a quiet house.
Yeah.
And one place we lived at, they played this song all day, a lot, and there's good light in Broome.
That's when I felt there's a good light in Broome.
Yeah. And so it's always made me, I really got used to this song.
Good light in Broome, and I'll be there soon.
I like it. Good light in Broome, and I'll be there soon.
He talks about packing up your car and getting to Broome, and that was always his goal. And it makes me think, apparently there's a good light in Broome.
Yeah, but, you know, I've got a lot of friends that have been to Broome and they say it's a beautiful place. Yeah. Had one mate who lived there and he said, Broome is wonderful, but he said, mate, it's expensive. It's so expensive.
Well,
but that's what holidays are. Holidays are expensive. You take a holiday to spend money.
Can you go on the cheap to Broome? Because, you know me,
to Broome.
I don't like doing much. You know, I've said before, I love a chat at a boat ramp.
Mm.
That's my sort of go. What sort of bait you using there, mate? That's my sort of.
You could do that in Broome, I guess. Just not cheaply. Yeah. Hey, here's another one for you today in the Topic Train. A new study has found out that there is pretty much no difference between Coke and Coke Zero. That's a bit of a shame. So now I want to find out from you in the Topic Train, what's your go-to soft drink, Michelle?
I'm not a soft drink drinker. God, this is a boring conversation.
No, it's a good combo. It's a good combo. Lots of people thinking about health nowadays, but my family go with a mineral water just with a lemon, lime and bitters flavour in it.
Well, I know you're a skinny bitch drinker yourself.
Yeah, I am,
When you go out for an alcoholic beverage, you love vodka, lime and soda, which I told you is a skinny bitch.
Yes.
So if ever you're out on the town and you see Straney across the bar, say, oh, Straney, I'll buy you a skinny bitch.
Yes. I'm going to Steamers this weekend, actually, and I know that they do a lot of cocktails. So I'm going to ask and see if the bartender there knows what a skinny bitch is.
I'll have a skinny bitch. Thanks, Style. But also, he's actually a conversation starter, which I know I'm famous for in the Illawarra.
Yes.
My mum very nearly blew her thumb off and could have killed herself on a soda stream.
Yes.
She used to make her own soda water
to
put in her wine, ironically. It was supposed to slow her down. This was an idea my dad came up with. Would you mind having some soda water in your wines at night time, love? Well, this night she was that blind when she decided she needed some more soda water for a wine. I don't know why. She might as well have just kept hitting the cask up. But no, she said, no, I'll need some more. And I just heard an explosion up in my house. This is when she was still living in the granny flat. And I went down there and here she is with her thumb hanging off. And it just kept filling it with gas.
Oh, yeah.
And the bottles are made out of is so, like, hardcore.
Yeah.
That when the bottle exploded, it sent shards of this plastic. It sent one through the ceiling.
Wow.
Could have gone through her skull.
Exactly.
But could have. Through her hand.
Just and nearly chopping her thumb off.
Oh, God. So I got rid of that soda stream, but got rid of her.
Yeah.
So
she moved on to another place. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good topic train.
Woo, woo, topic train. Woo, woo. Yeah.
thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah, the little Irish kids off today. Of course, it was St. Patrick's Day yesterday, so join the dots, guys.
Yeah. He's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Look good on him. He needs a little break. I've got a conversation starter, though, so this is fine. Not that you and I struggle for conversation, let's be honest. Could talk under a metre of wet cement with mangoes in our mouths.
Absolutely.
So we're fine.
But so what do you have in the convo starter?
Sometimes you find yourself with somebody, you know, and you're just going, oh, God, this is awkward. Orkies. And I need to fire something up here. What am I going to go with? This sort of goes with that last song. This is Gangsta.
Oh.
Now, I feel like everybody knows this, or is it just that my husband and a guy I used to work with called Tommy Little have both told me this piece of information so many times. I'm like, I know, you've told me. They both love it so much. Pablo Escobar's Medellin cartel. These are the guys who were the big cocaine barons in the 80s and 90s. They smuggled all the cocaine into America.
Yeah.
They had so much money that they used to spend 2,500 American dollars, $2,500 a month, just on rubber bands to hold the cash.
Stop it.
I swear to God, Straney.
I did not know that.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so it was just them. It's just those two guys who know it and love it so much. They just told me all the time. $2,500 a month on rubber bands to hold their cash. And not only that, they had so much cash and they used to store it in places. They used to like bury it in the ground and that. And one time they put it in the walls of a building and it was eaten by rats. There was like millions of dollars that was just eaten by rats.
What?
The paper was just eaten by rats. There was just nowhere else to put the cash.
One of the best conversation starters. Did you know Pablo Escobar had so much cash?
Just go with the $2,500 a month on rubber bands. How's your Officeworks bill? G'day, Officeworks. Yep. $2,500 worth of rubber bands again, thanks. Yep. Just invoice me.
I can't fathom the amount
of money. Email me the receipt. Yeah.
God, the amount of elastic bands you need to cover that sort of cash.
Yeah.
Dude, that is a lot of coke.
I love how much you love this combo starter. I love it.
Seriously, talk to your mates. If you're you're probably not at the work site today, but you've woken up and you've gone, well, might as well do a couple of bills.
Just
like Pablo. Make sure you let a couple of mates know about Pablo Escobar. That's best conversation starter you have given me, because my mind is now blown.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Plenty of rain across the Illawarra, and you know what that means, Michelle. When you're a parent, there's a lot of discussion when there's a footy carnival on, and my little Addison has got a footy carnival today. And so there's a lot of discussion about, okay, well, how do we get the kids there? What do we do? And now in 2021, mums and dads, parents of the Illawarra, I'm sure that every parent has done this. How are we going to get the kids there? Oh, Adam, you've got to be at work and I've got to go out, and so I've got to take mum, and right, so we've got to do all these things. And parents now just go, I'm going to Facebook it. I'm going to Facebook it, because I know I'm going to start a Facebook group, and this Facebook group is going to involve every parent that's in the team. And it's happened with my son. He plays for the Albion Park Eagles, so his team has a Facebook group. Addison's Oztag has got a Facebook group. Everybody has a Facebook group, and everybody can see what's going on.
Yes, and then who's going going to pass our place.
Yeah, that's right.
Stuff.
So it's and that's all you need to do now. You don't need to call anyone. You don't need to do anything. And you just, Facebooking the group.
Great.
Every parent goes, yep, can you take my girl Dolly?
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I'll give Dolly a lift as well.
Great.
And then I thought to myself, God, what about when I was a kid? You know, when we were kids, my mind went back to my mum.
Mm-hmm.
Getting on the old dial-a-phone, you know, the big ringer phone with the big, you know, and she had to call, and it was like a 99 number. And so I go, oh, God, I've got to call the night.
And then it might be engaged because all the other mums are ringing it. So you just got to keep ringing it in amongst everything else you're doing and wait until it's,
hello, is that Betty? Can you take my little Adam to the football this week? Oh, you can't. You got a full car. Oh, all right. Then I'll call Judy. And then you call Judy. And it's like it's so much. Imagine mothers back in the day just going, oh, God, no wonder we didn't go to any bloody sports carnivals.
No.
Walk there yourself, you pillock. You'll be fine.
It was only mothers, by the way, as if Dad was helping with anything.
Oh, no way.
Oh, God, there was no way my father knew about anything we were doing. I've said before, I don't think he knew what school we went to, let alone took us to anything.
The good news was there was a couple of us dads on the Facebook group last night, so we all knew what was kind of going on. But this morning, the bad news is for the girls, they're at school. Otherwise, their Oztag would be a swimming carnival this morning.
Yes, yes. But isn't that good news for the parents?
Yeah,
like,
great news.
Isn't that easier?
Great news for me. I don't have to stand in the rain all bloody day now.
Oh, yeah.
You ripper.
Brilliant.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Worldwide cleared.
I don't know how I feel about doing this segment. It's always Damo's thing.
Give it a go. Just give it a suck it and see.
All right then. Okay. So look, and most of the time I do give Damien the weird stories because I'm a bit of a weirdo myself. Now, Michelle, you know, those crazy Ukraines are up to all sorts of silly things. Have you ever, when you were at the snow, did you build a snowman?
No, you know, I hated the snow. We gave up well before that.
Wow. Okay. Well, those crazy Ukraines have gone, ha, we got snow all around the place all the time.
Yeah.
They built a massive block of ice. I went, this would be fun. They would just have a huge block of ice. They dug into a lake and got a massive block of ice, drilled a hole into it, put a firework in it, and went, oh, let's light a firework.
None of this surprises me. The Ukrainians are an interesting people.
They are.
They've blown up a bit of ice. Yeah.
So then they went, let's get a big giant snowball, see what happens. Lit it. Poof.
And they don't seem to have a paucity of ordnance either.
No.
They seem to have a lot of stuff to blow up.
Correct. Let's just blow stuff up. Mm. Well, they've posted it, and I'm about to do the same on the Wave FM socials because what they decided to do.
Snowballs.
They said, let's do the same thing to Olaf.
No.
Let's blow Olaf to
smithereens. Snowman.
That's right.
No.
Let it go. It'll be fine.
I can't.
What does it sound like when you blow up Olaf in the middle of the Ukraine? I've got the example for you. Wait for it. Sounds like a massive echo in the middle of the bush in the Ukraine.
That's terrible.
Poor old Olaf had a bucket on his head, and at the end of the fireworks, I'll tell you what's left. Go to the Wave FM socials to see.
God. I remember explaining that song to my kids, his song, in summer.
Yes.
You know how he's just like dreaming?
Yes.
How he'd love to live in summer and having to say, well, guys, the thing is. He'd melt.
Yes.
They were like, what?
And there he is in front of the fire. And poor old Anna's,
right?
Poor old Anna's saying, mate, come back from the flames. I want to warm me stick hands, but you'll catch on fire, Olaf. Well, I can tell you, Olaf, you got to see what's left of Olaf. And in fact,
Ukrainians, what are you doing?
What's kind of cool is checking out the slow-mo of what's left in Olaf.
Interesting people.
Worldwide.
And good morning
weird.
To all of our Ukrainian listeners, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're streaming.
Exactly, they do. They check us out via the web, wavefm.com.au. Same place you can go to get all your news stories. Man has been refused bail after mucking around with a tomahawk thing. That was kind of cool.
Oh, the Ukrainians love that one.
They do. They do, actually. Number one in the Ukraine. Hey, Michelle, have a great day. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow. Hopefully, Damo's going to be back tomorrow. See how his throat's going. Poor old dear.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.